Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The next few Mishnahs are really a story of the Shtickel history of how there were developments in the process of the Eidus HaChodesh, which is what we've been learning about in the end of Perek Aleph, how and which Eidim got to Bezdin, the process of whether they were Mechal Shabbos or not, which months they were Mechal Shabbos for. And here we meet up with another few details. If Bezdin, the person who's coming to say Eidus is an unknown person, he's not a person whose identity is known. Normal, every single person, every single Yid, Bashar Hashem has a Cheskus Kashrus, there is Kosher Eidus. But there were problems, which we'll soon see, during the Tkuf of the second Beis HaMikdash. They were Goyzer, that they should only be Mekabel Eidus. They made a takona, they should only be Mekabel Eidus in somebody whose identity was well known. So Mamela, if he's Einan Makirnais, if he's somebody that we wouldn't recognize him, Mishalchem Acher Imboi Leho Idoi. We send somebody with him to be made. Tesant. One aid is not Eidus. The Mashmos over here, Mishalchem Acher Imboi, would sound like one person. The Rav says no, not that way. The Rav says there has to be proper Eidus on the kashrus of the Eidus, who's coming to say Eidus on the Kiddush HaKadosh. Mishalchen really acherim imoi on each one of the Eidim lehoidoi, to say that he's kosher to be made. Now the Mishnah explains, where was this coming from? You don't have this by every other Eidus, b'chol ha-terek kulo. But Rishonu yimekablen Eidus HaKadosh mikol odom, cheskes kashrus. Mishakilkulu ha-minim, when a problem was created by the minim, who are these minim? A min means a kofer. But over here, specifically, it's referring to the tzedukim by Susim that were in the second Beis HaMikdash. They hired false edim in order to fool the chacham. There's two ways, really, to look at what was going on over here. Either this was a maisa to try to change when Pesach would be, and the negias behind that is because these kofrim in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, really, they were just kofrim b'chalat ha'rikula. Victor Miller always used to say that Tzedukim of the second bias weren't idealists, they were secularists. They covered over their being chilonim by hiding behind the shita where they had a different interpretation of halachas. So one of the places where they stood against the Mesoris Chazal, which is basically a negation of Kol HaTerekula, without a Mesoris, a proper Mesoris, on every halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Kol HaTerekul doesn't stand with anything. What's a Lul V'Nesek? What's Tfilin? Nobody knows anything about any halachas. So to impugn Chazal's Mesoris as inauthentic is basically to tear up Kol HaTerekul. So one of the halachas that they chepped with was the Mimochras HaShabbos, that Shavuos has to be on a Sunday. We know Mimochras HaShabbos means Shabbos of Shvisa Michometz, and that's Mimochras, the first day of Pesach. But they argue that. Or we could say, is Mishakilkulu Aminim, they stam made problems because Kiddush HaKadosh, even though we don't find specifically that the Tzedukim had some type of drosha by Kiddush HaKadosh, but Lemaisa, Kiddush HaKadosh is a central, maybe the central pillar of Kiyum HaTorah HaDikduk VaHaMitzvah Al Pi Chachomim. The Al Pi Kol Asher Yerucha Miyamin L'Smoil, that Chachmei Yisrael are the central defining feature in the whole system of living like an Erlich Yid. That Kol HaTerekul is really dependent on Mesoris Chazal probably has no better, no higher expression than the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So it was natural that they wanted to chepa with the orderly process of this Kiddush HaChodesh. They wanted to cast doubts and aspersions. They're only going to be mekabel eidus min ha-makirim. Mishnah Bei is another example of the same idea. How did they let everybody know when it was Rosh Chodesh? They would light fires from one mountain to another. This would go all the way across the Eretz, all the way to the Goylo. Whenever we say the Goylo that we're going to have in the Mishnah ahead of us, what we mean is the place where there was a dense concentration of Yidden living in Bavel from the very first days of Golos Bavel, and even before that, from the Golos of Yechoniah, which was before, like we say in the beginning of Megillas Esther. There was a dense population in the area around Nahar Dori, and that's the Goylo. So they would light fires. Masir Masuris means they would light from one mountain to another, which we'll describe in another few Mishnahs. Mishakilkulu Akutim, the first Mishnah you'll notice says Mishakilkulu Haminim. The second one says Mishakilkulu Akutim, which is different groups. They also chepped with Miseris of Chachmi Yisrael. Their story, they weren't Chiloinim. What they were is they were Goyim who were Megayer. Their Gerus is questionable. Do they have a din of Yidden or Goyim, even if they're Yidden? Eventually, they deteriorated. We find that the Gemara in the beginning of Chulin says that by the time of the beginning of after the second Bayis, they had deteriorated more. By the Tkufa of the end of the Mishnais, they had deteriorated to the point where they were treated like Goyim. Their Shchita is not a Shchita, Yenim Yainesach. So they were also Mekalkal with the orderly process of lighting fires from mountain to mountain. So that's when the Skinner Sheh Shluchin Yoitzin, this is an explanation of what we had in Perek Aleph, that the Shluchin Yoitzin. The Shluchin Yoitzin was a later invention because of a Tzairich. It was much easier to do with fires.